The Bush administration has issued sweeping new guidelines for managing the nation's forests. The regulations affect everything from endangered species protection to logging to livestock grazing. The U.S. Forest Service says the new rules will make natural resource management less bureaucratic. Environmentalists say the regulations leave public lands open to exploitation. Felicity Berenger has been covering this story for the New York Times, and she joins me. Good morning.
Good morning.
These rules relax some provisions that have been in place for nearly 30 years. Tell us about those.
That's right. Among them, for instance, there was a requirement that a local area, a local ecosystem, maintain the same number of animals that it has had before. Not just the diversity, but essentially the abundance of the animals that have been there before. And that was the individual forest supervisor's responsibility. Now the forest supervisor's mandate is to make sure things are essentially in good shape.
So now the Forest Service has a freer hand, but the environmentalists are saying what?
That whatever the need for a freer hand, there was no need to remove protections. For instance, that species that looked as if they might be on the downslide towards extinction must be kept in a state where they are not endangered or threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Those kinds of very specific protections are now gone in favor of a more general, and the Forest Service would argue, more flexible approach.
How important is it that one rule that's quite old has been jettisoned, and that is that managers no longer have to prepare environmental impact statements when they develop or revise plans for a particular forest?
The environmentalists' view is that those statements require a federal manager, a land manager, to look beyond the one plan he might have or she might have been thinking of to begin with and consider five or six different options. This rule now says it's up to the manager to decide whether he wants to go through that entire process.
How much land, how many forests will be affected by these changes?
We're talking about between 191 and 192 million acres across 155 national forests and about 20 national grasslands, prairie lands.
And if environmentalists are up in arms, can they fight this?
The possibility, of course, is a court challenge, and I think that may indeed happen. The administration's ammunition for the changes is the amount of time and bureaucracy that were embedded in the old system. It could, for instance, take up to 7 or more years to produce a plan for how to manage a forest.
What does it mean for, say, a particular forest? More roads, more drilling if there's oil there, more skiing, development?
That's an excellent question and one that is very hard to answer, because on these forests, each one has a supervisor. So what it means will depend on these individuals. But if they choose to have much more mining, many more timber roads, much more logging activity, they are much freer to do so.
And when do these regulations take effect?
They take effect within the next 2 weeks.
Felicity Berenger is a reporter for the New York Times.